KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky. It's 46 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high around 68. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Officials of the West Central Valley School District on Monday said on their social media page, Guthrie County Sheriff's Deputy, Stewart Police, and state law enforcement officials provided solid security Monday to the district in light of a threatening note found in the high school commons last Friday in Stewart. The district said Stewart Police and our Highway Patrol representative are continuing their investigation to locate the person or persons responsible for the note. District officials said also that for the remainder of this week, all buildings will be utilizing a single point of access for all students and families. All doors in each building will be locked and the access point will be monitored. The access point is normally the main entry door. The high school in Stewart will continue to have a modified contingent of law enforcement personnel on site for a good portion of the week as their investigation continues. High school students will continue to have their bags checked when they enter the building. The elementary buildings and middle school will operate under normal conditions with the exception of the single point of access. The message from the West Central Valley administrators to parents concluded by saying that the district will continue to provide a safe learning environment for students of West Central Valley. We will continue to work closely with all law enforcement agencies on this issue and will continue to take the necessary steps to provide you with up-to-date information related to school events. Red Oak Police report two arrests took place overnight. At around 11:58 p.m. Monday, 28-year-old Miles Dustin Longcore of Carbondale, Kansas, was arrested at the intersection of Highways 34 and 48 for OWI drugged. Longcore was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. And around 1:20 this morning, 21-year-old Cassandra Jane Roner of Red Oak was arrested at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center for public intoxication. Her cash bond was set at $300. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating an armed robbery that took place last night. Authorities say at around 8:50 p.m., officers were sent to 800 block of First Avenue on a robbery. There, they met with the victim, 21-year-old James Peterson of Council Bluffs. Peterson said that while he was walking in the 100 block of South 10th Street going to a friend's home, he was approached from behind by an unknown, possibly Hispanic male. The man demanded Peterson give him everything while pointing a silver handgun on him. Peterson gave the man his personal property. The suspect then fled the area in a southbound direction. Peterson was not hurt, and there were no witnesses to the incident. He described the suspect as being about 5 feet 11 to 6 feet tall, weighing 250 to 260 pounds, and he may have had a goatee. The man was dressed in a white shirt with black clothing and a black beanie. The suspect also had his face painted with black and green paint with a pattern of stripes and dots. The investigation is ongoing by the Council Bluffs Police Criminal Investigation Division. Anyone with information that was in the area at the time of the incident is encouraged to call 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Police at Council Bluffs said also a man from Mississippi is in custody on robbery, kidnapping, and assault charges following an incident that took place Sunday night at the Hampton Inn in Council Bluffs. 53-year-old Alan McGowan of Olive Branch, Mississippi, was arrested sometime after 7:46 p.m. when officers responded to an assault at the hotel. McGowan was charged with robbery in the first degree, kidnapping in the first degree, assault while participating in a felony, and obstruction of emergency communications, and was being held at Pottawatomie County Jail. The victim of the alleged assault, 37-year-old Norma Heinlein of Omaha, told police she was attacked by McGowan inside one of the hotel rooms. Prior to being assaulted, McGowan allegedly grabbed her purse and began to remove some of her cash. The woman said she attempted to use the hotel phone to dial 911, but McGowan hung up the phone. After being unable to get her purse back from McGowan, police say Heinlein attempted to leave the room, but McGowan reportedly grabbed her and pulled her back into the room, putting her in a chokehold and strangling her until she lost consciousness. When Heinlein awoke, McGowan was removing the cash from her purse and person had possession of her cell phone. Eventually, McGowan allowed Heinlein to leave the hotel room. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County say a man from Neola was arrested Sunday night on assault and other charges associated with an incident involving his girlfriend that took place earlier that evening. 32-year-old Joseph Kilabarta faces charges that include domestic assault with injury, criminal trespass, and interference with official acts. He was taken into custody at around 10:50 p.m. and brought to the Pott County Jail. Also, 26-year-old Michael Allen Lee of Crescent was arrested Sunday morning in Pottawatomie County for OWI second offense after a deputy investigated a vehicle parked about a mile north of Big Lake Road on Joslin. And 25-year-old Alex David Friesen of Crescent was arrested on an OWI charge early Sunday morning following a report of a tired or intoxicated driver in the Crescent area. In our funeral announcements, Irma Cook, age 93, of Avoca, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Irma Cook will be today at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Marvin Jensen, age 90, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Marvin Jensen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Carletta Casey, age 88, of Atlantic, died October 19th at the Cass County Hospital. A mass of Christian burial for Carletta Casey will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Arlone Parker Moore, age 89, of rural Guthrie Center, died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. A private family graveside service for Arlone Moore will be held in her honor. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.